Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12 and a half pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1743. The True Cost of Waiting for What You Really Want by Kumiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to a bonus Sunday episode. On Sundays, I like to add an extra post in from one of our other podcasts, this time from Optimal Finance Daily. Often we find that our other podcasts in this network overlap with each other. There are concepts that overlap well with health, which is what we talk about here every day. And today's article fits that bill perfectly. So with that, let's hear another article and Diana's commentary of Optimal Finance Daily as we optimize your life.
The True Cost of Waiting for What You Really Want by Kumiko of thebudgetmom.com. Have you ever woke up in the morning, looked at your to-do list, and said to yourself, I'll just wait to do that tomorrow? If you are the worst kind of procrastinator, it could be costing you more than just money. Here on The Budget Mom, most of the articles you read are about money management and finance. Today, I'm writing about one of the most painful lessons we all face in life, the one thing we try so hard to avoid. Yes, it's true that procrastination and life limitations can hinder you from reaching financial goals, but in the end, it could also be costing you so much more. Happiness. Quote, the present moment is the only moment available to us, and it's the door to all moments. Thich Nhat Hanh. It's easy to think that there'll be a point in your life that once you reach it, you'll have finally made it. I learned this weekend that there is no such point out there that's waiting for you. The only thing that you truly have is the power to control this exact moment, the moment you have right now. While you're waiting for satisfaction to find you and for the hoops you're jumping over to disappear, you ultimately end up putting your happiness off into an unknown future. It's not uncommon for people to say, once I find my soulmate, get married, and start a family, then I'll truly be happy and finally have everything that I want. In fact, this is a belief I once had. We spend money trying to impress people we think we want. We go on far too many horrible dates and end up getting hurt more than we should. All so we find a future we believe will bring us everything we've ever wanted. Are you waiting to lose 15 pounds, to write a book, travel the world, get promoted at work, make a six-figure income, buy a home, get married, or start a family? Are you happy in this exact moment that you have? If not, then when? Maybe Thursday? Maybe next summer? Maybe next winter? 2 years from now? When you finally find the man you have dreamed about since you were a kid, have enough in retirement, save enough money, pay off more debt? Whatever happened to wanting the moment you have now? Isn't it enough? The hard truth is when you finally make it to where you want to go and have everything you think you wanted, there will always be more challenges. There will always be roadblocks, imperfect moments, and hard lessons that have to be learned along the way. These are the things that make what we actually want worth it. quote, "For a long time, it had seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life. But there was always some obstacle in the way, something to be gotten through first, some unfinished business, time still to be served, a debt to be paid. Then life would begin. At last, it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life." Alfred de Sousa. The hardest thing to swallow is that sometimes in life, you simply can't have what you actually want. That's one of the most painful lessons about life. It's one of the first things we try teaching our children. We try saving them from the hurt we know is bound to happen. As adults, it has happened to us, probably multiple times. It has definitely happened to me. So what do? We gaze up at the sky and ask a higher power to make things better. We stare off into space, wondering what our purpose truly is. We desperately search for the meaning of life and wonder, why can't we get what we want? The simple answer? Because if you got everything you ever wanted, you wouldn't actually be living. I could throw you financial statistics that say waiting costs money. I could tell you that consumers paid $12 billion in credit card late fees alone in 2016, or that the number of people who identify themselves as chronic procrastinators increased last year. I could make this article only about saving money or paying off debt. If I did, then I'd be leaving out the most important information of all. There are no statistics that can measure our personal lives. No one can give you accurate data about the helplessness we feel when we're overloaded with debt, being rejected, dumped, used, or the fear we feel when we lose a job. Only you can write it. You have to grasp the true present, even if it's not what you want. It's the only real time and place in which we have any influence or choice to make things different. A chance to write statistics about our lives that matter. Stop waiting for what you really want. Instead, accept this moment and go find it. You just listened to the post titled "The True Cost of Waiting for What You Really Want" by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Procrastination is such a funny thing and something I think about a lot because I have an on-again, off-again relationship with procrastination. I find it interesting that procrastination is really a screwed-up coping mechanism. Rather than working through the emotions of the tasks in front of us, we mentally turn them into insurmountable burdens and run away. Things are always harder in our minds than they are in real life. I have an index card taped to my monitor that taunts me with inspiring quotes and affirmations when I'm tempted to procrastinate. One of them is from Virginia Woolf, who said, "You cannot find peace by avoiding life." And another of my favorites is, "Action cures fear." I've heard that stress comes from thinking about things multiple times. So when we're procrastinating, we may be thinking about things over and over, and yet they are still begging us to do them. When we procrastinate, we also tend to beat ourselves up over it, only adding insult to injury and leaving us less capable of just doing the thing. The best thing I found to help with my procrastination is to find a co-working buddy. Tell them what you're procrastinating on and have them on a Zoom call with you while you're doing the thing that you don't want to do. I find it's more effective than an accountability partner who you'll check in with at a later time because it's providing real-time accountability during the only time you actually have, which is now. While I don't think we're going to solve procrastination in this one episode, I'm here with you in solidarity, my friends, because the struggle is real. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Sunday show tomorrow with a post from Saving Joyfully and where your optimal life awaits.